I'll talk later. Yeah, so nu mesechta soita. First Mishnah starts off, ha-mekana li-ishtoi. If somebody is jealous about his wife, and he warns his wife, in other words, he sees that his wife is talking with another man, and he doesn't like it, and he's afraid that maybe she'll live with him, so he warns her beforehand. That's called ha-mekana li-ishtoi. You warn your wife not to be with this man. And that's the loch of soita, that at first you warn your wife, and then later we see that she was nista, she was in there privately with that man, she becomes a soita, she's osa to you until she drinks the water. So the Mishnah says, ha-mekana li-ishtoi, when you first give a warning to your wife, Reb Lezer Roimeh Mekana Lo Apishnayim. Reb Lezer says you have to give her the warning in front of two Edim. It has to be done in front of two Edim. Omashka Api Eidechot. And then later she drinks even because of an Eidechot Oy Api Atzmai. That means once you warned her in front of two Edim, and then later either one Eid told you that your wife was with that man privately, or else you yourself saw the way your wife was found was with that man again, so she becomes a Saita, and she has to drink the Mehamorim to become Torah. So Reb Lezer Shita is that the Mekana has to be in front of two Edim, and the steer is enough in front of an Eidechod, or in front of, if you yourself know about it. Reb Yeshua Imeno, Mekana lo al pishnayim, o mashka al pishnayim. Reb Yeshua says, no, both have to be done in front of two Edim. You have to first warn your wife in front of two Edim, and then later, when she's nistero, when she's found privately with that man, it also has to be with two Edim. That two Edim saw your wife with that man, then she becomes a Saita. That she's asked the Yerasa to live with her until she drinks the Mayamorim if we see if she was Tohor or not. Ketzad Mikanula, how are you supposed to warn your wife? Like you're a little jealous, it means that you notice your wife has been talking with this man and you don't want her to do it, so you have to warn her first. So Oymala, if you tell her, Bifnei Shnayim, in front of two people, Al Tadabri and Ishpleini, if you stop tell her, don't talk with this man, that means nothing. V'dibri moi, and she does talk with the man, adayin him uteris lebeisa. She's still mutter to live with you, because that's not called mekana, that's not called you warned her. Warn her not to talk with the man, that's not called kina. Therefore, she's still mutter to live with you. Umateris lecha betruma. If she's a eshes kayin, if the husband's a kayin, she's still allowed to eat truma. Now the Mishnah really is missing something, the Gemara says. And then the Mishnah should be saying, but if you warn your wife the right way, that means you tell her in front of two Edim, I don't want you to be alone with that man. Not stop talking to him. But you have to tell her, you don't want her to be found with that man. Then, Nichna Su'ima Labayis HaSeser, then there are Edim that we notice that your wife went with that man into a private house, V'sha Su'ima Kedei Tumah, and they were in that room for a long enough time that they could have beer together. It's possible they had tumah, they lived together. Then Allah is Asur Labesa. Then even though the Edim do not know that she actually lived with the men, but they only know that she was alone in the room with that man, then the Allah is she becomes a Saita. That the Allah of a Saita is that now she's Asur Labesa. She is also to live with her husband. Her husband is also to her. The Asur Alecha Betruma. And in the case that she's an Eishes Kayin, if the husband's a Kayin, she's also Tichruma. V'yemeis, and let's say if the husband dies now, and they had no children, so who is a Shalom from Yibum? So Lachar is Chaletzis Loimis Yabemis. The other brothers now could only make Chalitza, but not Yibum. Yibum, they can't marry her. Because we have a Suffolk, maybe the wife lived with the other man, then she's also to a husband, then there's no din Yibum on it. Your brother can't be miyabim. The whole din is miyabim means to take over your brother's bias, to continue your brother's marriage life. But when your brother was usher to her, so then you can't take over the marriage. So therefore, in the case where she was a saita, but she didn't get around yet to drink the mehamorim, so we don't know for sure if she had tumor or not, so therefore the locher is she only receives chalitza and not yibim. So the Gemara says like this, Michti, let's see. Tana minoza solik. The last mesechta we had was mesechta nozir. My tana de katani soita. What is mesechta soita now doing after nozir? What does a soita have to do with hilchas nazirus? So Gemara says kider Rebbe. It's like the famous Rebbe's halacha. The Tanya will learn Rebbe Yom. Rebbe says Lama nismecha parshas nazir la parsha soita. How come in the Torah, in the parshas in Bamidbar, it says the parsha of nazir, and then right away the Torah says the parsha of soita? Why does the Torah say one next to another? Loimelech comes to teach us, to tell us, that shekol haroya soita b'kakula. Whoever saw a soita, if you happen to be in the Beis HaMikdash, when you saw the way Kahanim were taking the soita, it doesn't look so nice, it's a manuvel, it looks disgusting to see things like that. So when you see it, bad things can enter your mind then. So therefore, yazaratzum min ayayin, right away to protect yourself, not to start thinking about bad things, you should become a nazir. Because like we just got finished saying, the union of nazirus is to bring tyre and kedusha upon yourself. Like to be purish, you stay away for 30 days from wine, from something that's like taiva, you stay away from it, so you make yourself a kedusha. So therefore, if a person sees a saita, he himself should also become a nazir. So that's why in the Torah it says the parasha of saita right after the parasha of nazir. So for the Gemara, the listening saita, for all the listening nazir. If so, the saita is the opposite way. First it should say saita, mesechta saita we should have. And then whoever like sees a saita, you should become a nazir. Like how come we have mesechta nazir first, and then mesechta saita? According to Rebbe, it should have been the opposite way. First should be mesechta saita, and then after that you have to learn hilchos nazirus. So Gemara sounds like this. I did the tonic subis. We start off, this is in the middle of Seyde Noshim. Noshim starts off with Yevamis then Ksubis. But it said Masechta Ksubis. The Tanya in one parak in Ksubis talks about Hamadir. Talks about making the Dorim. Therefore Tanya Nadorim. Therefore right after Masechta Ksubis in Seyde Noshim goes Alachas about Nadorim. Now, the idea, the Tanya Nadorim, since like we're in the middle of talking about Hilchos Nadorim, Tanya Nozir. We learn Masechta Nazir, the Damel Nadarim, because Nazir has a lot of halachas like Nazirus. Nazirus had like Nadarim. They're both through a Neder. So therefore, right after Nadarim, we learn Nazirus. Now, well, Katani Saita Kadarebi. Now that we learn Nazir, the meaning of Saita comes right after it. Because Saita and Nazir have to do with one another. Like if you do see a Saita, you're supposed to be Mekadosh yourself, and the way to be Mekadosh yourself is by becoming a Nazir. Now, Hamakana. Our Mishnah says a Lashon starts off, Hamakana, with the hay, is Mashma Dievedin. That with Dieved, if you do it, that's Talocha. But Lechatchila, you should not do it. Lechatchila, you should not go and warn your wife. Why? Kisav Atana Didan, our Tana holds, Osa Lechnois, you're not supposed to like be jealous and warn your wife. So exactly what this means, a different Pshotim in this. Rashi Taka says, it doesn't say mikane, it says hamikane, is mashma osa liknois. So Rashi says, maybe atzma l'day tagar. You bring yourself to bad thoughts like, v'yes ishta l'day nivol, v'afilu hi toira. Like even if it's really tor, the fact that you're going to accuse your wife, that's going to make bad feelings. That will bring the yetzara upon you. So therefore, even though your wife didn't do anything wrong, sometimes by accusing, it's not so good. So you know the Rambam says, Nemiri says, the pshat is that if you see your wife is not acting so nice, so the first thing you should do is talk to her very nicely and only make it a remez, like hint to her to watch yourself, but not to go right away strong and like go in front of Tuedim and be mekana and tell her, like in front of Tuedim, I don't want you to be with that man. Like by doing that, you could just make the situation worse. So the Katrina, what you're supposed to do is talk to your wife privately and nicely and just hint it to her. But if that doesn't help and you can say to see the way your wife is flirting with that man, then Taka, there's a mitzvah to make her into a saita. Then there's a mitzvah to make Mekana to warn her. Just like a chila, that's not the eitzah. Like a chila, it's also to be Mekana, like a chila, talk to her privately. Because Mekana means you have to go in front of Tuedim and give her a strong warning. So like a chila, you should not do that. Omer Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak. When Resh Lakish started to give a drosha about the parsha of Saita, he started off like this. Omar Hoch, he said like this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a shidduch, when he puts a man and wife together, he does it lufi maisav. So Rashi says that means a tznua letzadik or prutz al rosha. That a tzadik gets a tznua, gets a nice wife. And if you're a Russia, you get a prutza, you get a lady that also flirts, if you're a flirt. Rabbi Kulan. Abel Lufi Maisav. Shenam Raposik says Ki lo yenuach shevet horesha al gerul atzadikim. That the Rosha would not go upon a tzaddik. So that's the Bilchur where he wants to start off Seidan Saita. In other words, if the wife is found to be like this, to be a Saita, most probably there's something wrong with the husband also. But that's the way he started off this Pasha of Saita. That usually if she's a Prutza, Mistami, he's a Rosha also. Like Rashi says, K'lo yenuach shevet ha-Rosha al-Gerul HaTzadikim, lo yizdavig memshelas Rosha v'Gerul HaTzadik. Hashem won't put like a Rosha to a Tzadik. And this the Gemara says, Omar Rabba Bar Bachona, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, V'koshin lezavgo and kekriyas yamsuf. If this is the pshat when Hashem makes the shidduch, he has to make like a perfect match, like she and him work out together, lefi ma'isov, so that's a very hard thing to do. Poshid, you learned the same way it was hard, it was a tremendous ness to make kriyas yamsuf, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make shidduchim also. So Rashi says, V'koshin lefnei hamokim, in front of Hashem lezavgam, hanas lefi ma'isov. So we'll soon see the second shidduch, the second zivug, which is lefi ma'isov. That's a very hard thing to do. And that's the kriyas yamsuf, Rashi says, shenishtana sidrei bereshis. It's come out like a nest. Hashem had to change the whole seder of the nature when he made the nisim of kriyas yamsuf. So the churavi is just as hard as a tremendous nest for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to put these two people together. Shenema, because the pasuk says, Elokim moishiv yechidim baisa. Hashem puts yechidim like together. And moitzi asirim mekasharis. Like he takes them out from kasharis. So Rashi learns, moitzi asirim mekasharis means, hoitzi es yisomi mitzrayim b'chodesh kosher. Hashem took us out of Nisan, a good month. That was loy cham of loy tzin, it wasn't too hot, wasn't too cold. So makis zivug yechidim mitzias mitzrayim. This pasuk puts it together, the zivug, the Indian that, that says, Elokim moishiv yechidim baisa, Hashem puts yechidim together in the house, which means he makes a shidduch, like moitzi asirim. Interesting, the Tosfos Shantz learns the Pshat, he says, like this, the Mandyon, the Kasharis, he says, Midrash Balma, he says, Bibichi Ovishiris. That's what the word Bikasharis means. That when Klai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, it was Bibichi crying, Ovishiris and with singing. Bichi Le Mitzrayim, that means the Mitzrayim were crying, Vishiris Le Yisrael, but Klai Yisrael was singing. Vayinu Kriyas Yamsuf. Sheboisa Nes Hoyekain. That's the way the Nes was by Kriyas Yamsuf. That there was some crying, and some were laughing. So he says, who had been here also, that they heard also, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu horig baila shalzeh, v'yishtel shalzeh, v'masiyim zelazeh, shebezivik sheni kamari. Like we'll soon see the Gemara's Teres here. Alright, we'll believe this, we'll soon see. So Gemara says vital like this. For the Gemara Eini, it's not this way. So far he's saying it's very hard for Hashem to make a zivuk, like to make shidduchim, because he has to put the two people together. The ma'isav, lefi ma'isav. How she acts and how he acts, they come together. For the Gemara, it's not that way. The Yom Rav Yud Yom Rav, Aboyim Yoyim Koydim Yitziris Avlad. 40 days before the kid is even created, Baskel Yoytzis, there's a Baskel that goes out in Shemayim, V'yameris and says, Bas Ploini Leploini, and Bai is Ploini Leploini, this is going to be your house, even before you're born, they know what's going to be your house, and saw the Ploini Leploini, this is going to be your field. So everything is Vashet Min HaShemayim, exactly who your Shidduch is going to be, and where your house is going to be, and where your fields are going to be. So Rashi explains, before the kid is even born, he's not a Tzadik, he's not a Rosha. So there's no Lefi Maisov. Vishloim of Hashem makes a shidduch when you're 40 years old. So you have to take his actions, how he is when he's 40, and her actions, how she is when she's 38, and put them together. That's a hard thing. But if the shidduchim takes place before they're even born, we don't know who's going to be a tzaddik, who's going to be a rasha. So good, Rashi speaks out, even though Hashem knows what's going to be, but that's not given yet. Right now, we don't know if it's going to be a tzaddik or a rasha. So right now, it's not called Lefi Maisov. So it should be simple to make a shidduch then. What's so hard about it? So Gemara says like Kasha, Ho bezivik rishon, ho bezivik sheni. Enechlam, your first marriage, that's by luck. That's not the fimaisov. That was eskapaskin before you're born even, who your first wife will be. If a person happens to have a second wife, that goes the fimaisov. That goes the way you are. So understand, that's what Tosfos Shantz says. From the Pasuk, because Sharis means, Bochi and Shirus. That means that sometimes the first Shirich Hashem Mechvei separates them, and there's crying then, Al-Manas that there should be Shirus by the second Shirich. Whereas this Pasuk we darshan, that has Kasha like Kriyas Yamsiv, goes on the second Shirich, on the second Zivug. The second Zivug, then the people are old already, then there's Lefi Maisav, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts them together, Lefi Maisav, that's a harder darga. Pasha, you learn Zivug Rishon, Rashi says, Zivug Rishon is Lefi Amazal. Your first marriage, that's a mazel. That's not Lefi Maisav, because that was there before you were even born. But Zivug Sheni, Rashi says, Lefi Maisav. How you act. And that's for Koshin Lezavgun, Lefi Shein Nabazugai. That's a hard thing to put together, two people later on in life. So that's like a nest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Right. Rabbi Lezer holds that the locher of kino has to be in front of two eidim. Ma'ashenke, the stira, later when you find that privately, does not have to be in front of two eidim. It's enough in front of an eidechod, or enough if you yourself know about it. And this Rabbi Yeshua argues and says, no, you have to have two eidim for the kino and for the stira, when you found them alone together. So Mar says like this. Adkan up until now, like pliga, they don't argue. Ella bekino b'stira. So machlekes about the kino b'stira. Do you need two eidim or not? Avo betuma. But if let's say there's an eidecha there that sees and knows that they had znus together, that they were living together, is eidechad mehemon? Then we would believe an eidechad. Once you had kino, if the husband warned his wife, don't be found with that man. Later when Eidechot says, I saw the way they were living together, there's the Chiddush HaKro, we believe the Eidechot, and she's also to her husband, Materas Vadai. Utanan Namu learned also like this, Eidechot Oimer, if one Eid comes and tells us, Ani Ra'isi Shenitmas, I saw the way she became Tomei, the way she was living with that man, Loi Hoysa Shoysa, in that case she does not drink the Mehamorim, because it's not called a Suffolk anymore, that's called a Vadai. When Emon, she was Vadai, and we believe the Eidechot, and she's Vadai also to her husband. The question is, Midiraisa, Minola, the Mehemon Eidechot. How do we know we believe in Eidechot? Like, usually we know by Arroyas, we need two Eidim. How come over here by Saita, if an Eidechot comes and tells us that he knows, he saw the way your wife was living with that man, then she's Vadai also? She doesn't have to drink the Mehamorim anymore, it's not a Suffolk. It's for sure that she lived with him. How do we know we believe in Eidechot? The Tana Rabbanim, we learned like this. The Pasuk says here in the Parsha of Saita, the Eid ain't bo. There was no Eid there. There wasn't an Eid. So we say now, Bishnayim Akosim Medabra. The Pasuk is saying there was not two Eidim there. But what? But there was one Eidechot there.
Oh, yeah. And like Rashi says, Ukoma Eidim Shnayim Ein Vitumazu. There was not two Eidim. Elu Eidechot, there's only one Eidechot. Vikro Bituma Kamishtoi. And this Pasuk now is talking about where she was Mitama. Because the Pasuk says, Vishochav Ish Oiso Shichvazero. Vyeidim Shnayim Ein, but there's no two Eidim. Elu Echot, there's only one Eidechot. And the Pasuk says, Vihilo Nisposo. Which means loinensa, she was not forced. In other words, she did it willingly. Therefore, when it says that she was not forced, she did it willingly, it means that she's also. That means that we believe in Eidechot. There's only one Eidechot being made here. The Gemara says, this pasuk is talking about after the husband already warned his wife. For the Ashin Lelekamon Shekfar Ovar. So here's the pasuk that says the Eid Ein Bo. That means there was not two Eidim but only one Eidechod. And it says the Hiloin is Posa, that she was not forced, and therefore she's also. So from this pasuk we learn out that an Eidechod is named by Saita to say that his wife was Mizana. So Mor Yestakasha Oy Einoy Elo Afilu Biyechod. Maybe when the pasuk says the Eid Ein Bo, there was not an Eid. Maybe the Eid does not mean Eidim, two, but it means there was not even one. Now this, the Gemara later is going to ask the question, if it does not even mean one, so how does she become Asa? Like the Pasuk is Mashma that she is Asa. It said that she was not forced, she did it willingly, that she's Asa. But I call upon the Havamina now is, maybe no, maybe the word the Eid here means only one Eid Echad, that there was not even an Eid Echad there. and therefore we cannot learn out from this pasuk to believe in Eid Echad? So Gemara says, no, on this deck that can't be pshat. That usually whenever the Torah says the word Eid, even though it's like a mashma, a lashon yachid of one, still we say it always means two. How do we know this? Because it says in another pasuk, Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, Lo yakum Eid Echad biish. An Eid Echad cannot say Eidus against a person. That by dinim mamnis, you have to have two Eidim. One Eid Echad is no good. That's the pasuk, Lo yakum Eid Echad biish. Now it says here, Lo yakum Eid Echad. It says the word Eid, and it says the word Echad one. So it says like this, Mimash Moshinema Lo yakum Eid biish. The pasuk